Hello everybody, and welcome to a very special, the final very special bonus episode of Pangolin for the week, where we have been celebrating the poetry of Alicia Hayden from her book Multicoloured Ghost Towns. I've showed you the book twice already if you've listened to the previous episodes, but if you haven't seen it, here it is. It's beautiful, it's gorgeous. And also we interviewed Alicia on Monday, so if you want to hear a full kind of chat with her, you can go back and listen to that. This is the final episode of the week, and I've saved, I think, my favourite poem in the book for last, because I think it is probably the one that I related to the most, even though it's very personal. The whole book is about her kind of connection to nature and growing up, and I really love this one, and it feels like, you know that way where someone writes something and you're like, were you talking to me? Were you in my brain? Did you write something that, like, I could have written? Like, I mean, I couldn't have written it because I'm probably not that good, but I love it. And so, as I've said the last few times, if you love this, go and follow Alicia on social media and enjoy this poem, the final that I'll be reading from Multicoloured Ghost Towns. So, this is Blue by Alicia Hayden. You said I smelt of blue blankets, the kind you take camping. The fluffy ones, the cosy ones. But you insisted it had to be blue. And I laughed, but I also wondered, why blue? Blue, cold, dark, frightening, deep swirling oceans, great expanses of sky. No, you said. Blue. Blue. Soft. Rhythmic. Calming. The lap of the tides. The thrill of the sea. The twilight of the stars. And then I remembered suddenly that your first love was the ocean. Her blue eyes. Constant pulse. Blue, I whisper. Blue. I love that. That is Blue by Alicia Hayden from Multicoloured Ghost Towns. For the final time this week, make sure to subscribe to the podcast, follow us on social media, follow Alicia on social media, and we will see you next week for a not poetry-focused week, which I'm sad about because I want to read all the poems to you. But until next time, goodbye, everyone.